Alarish means Chasur Fushlima Daniel Ben Frima, Pesoch Sharcho Yisrael.
And my mother-in-law.
And your mother-in-law. Sarah Bat Chaya, very much in the Fushlima. Okay. So just two small words to start us off to get, you know, get the juices flowing. They say from Avtzadok, they say Avtzadok, Parshas Bo, B'Shach Yisrael, we're all connected to different Yom Tovim. Parshas Bo, if you look at the whole Parsha, you know, it talks about all about Pesach. So he says, Parshas Bo, we already feel the first days of Pesach. Then the week between Bo and B'Shach is Chol Moed. B'Shalach is the second days of Pesach. It's Achron Pesach, which we know we lay in all the Parshias. He says that Bo is the first days of Pesach. B'Shalach, we feel the Oros of B'Shalach. We feel the Oros of the second days of Pesach. And Yisro is Matan Torah. Yisro is Shavuos. So we're not only is the Shabbos Tu B'Shvan and Yom Tov by itself, Shabbos Shir, but it's also Yom Tov, also yet we feel the Kedusha of Pesach. It's beautiful. Second idea, a little more of an interesting idea. You know, that was more of just a little nugget. This is like a nugget. Rav Meir Pramishlaner, well, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, said an amazing thing. You know, we say on Shabbos, in the longer of the Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lom Chasto, one of the things we thank Hashem for is L'gozer Yamsuf L'gzarim Ki Li Olam Chasto, right? Which basically means to him who divided the parts by Kriyas Yamsuf, his kindness will endure forever. So he says an amazing thing. He says, the Medr says that Yamsuf, don't read it Yamsuf, rather read it Yom Sof. What's Yom Sof mean? The last day. What is it referring to? So some say that's referring to Mashiach, but Rameir Pramishlan wants to say that's referring to Yom HaMisa, of an individual person. So he says, how do you see that back now? That we thank Hashem for dividing the parts in a person's life. He says that at the Shas HaMisa, there's so much pain every person has to go through, the separation of the Neshama and the Guf. So much pain there. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do for his children? He doesn't want to make us go through such pain, so what does he do? Ligozer, Yom Sof, Ligzarim. What does he do? He divides the Yom Sof, he divides the pain, Ligzarim, into parts. Into a little bit here, one day here, you know, one day here he stopped at a red light. One day here he got a ticket. One day here by accident he put his undershirt on.
The tikkunim,
that's the key to Olam Chasa. We think of Kadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't wait for all the pain and all the terrible pain to happen at Shas HaMisa. What does he do? Ligozer Yamsuf Ligzarim. That though at our whole life, and it changes your whole perspective. When you know something goes wrong, you say, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. And I know at the end of the day I deserve, and one day my Hashem is gonna leave my guf. The gozer Yamsuf Ligzarim, that you divide it a little bit. That's the number one thing. So these two little nuggets of Bo being the first days of Pesach, B'Shach being the second days, and especially Tu B'Shvat now, the Yom Tov by itself, which we're going to get to a little bit later, and Yisro Shavuos. But now to go to the main part of the lecture. I don't give lectures. Of the Shmuz, the learning tonight, Be'ez Hashem. So we know, the Medrash tells us an amazing thing. When I saw this Medrash brought down, I did not believe it. I've never seen this before inside. The Medrash says in Seichel Tov Yudalit, and when Klai Yisrael left Egypt, they left Mitzrayim. You know, the first few psukim, we're going to get to a certain pasuk in the Chumash in a second. There are two people that stayed behind. Dasan and Aviram, according to the Medrash, stayed behind. How do we see that? If you look in Perek Yudal at Pasuk Gimel, right in the beginning of the Parsha, right? So, Vayidav Hashem Moshe Leimor, right? The Jewish people are already standing at, they're standing at Yam Suf. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, you know, you should go over here, you should settle and camp before Piachiros, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu says something very interesting. What does he say? Paro is going to say, they are confined in the land and the wilderness has locked them in. Paro is going to say, oh, perfect timing. Perfect timing.
107.
No worries. Yeah, I said 107. I apologize. Then I saw this room open.
Okay.
Don't worry. You didn't miss anything. You missed two little nuggets, but we're gonna get. I'll help you guys at the end. But this is the. You got it for the main part. I apologize. Apologies. We didn't wait. My apologies. I hope you're mocho.
Well,
you forgive me?
Yes, of course. It's only okay. If you were. Let's go.
So the Medrash says that Dustin and Aviram stayed in Egypt when they left Mitzrayim. Right? Can you believe it? The two Jews actually left Egypt. So he says over here, and the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu says Paro is going to talk about the Jewish people. That they were locked in the wilderness. So Rashi says, if you look in Pasuk Gimel, it says, "But Amar Paro libnei Yisrael." Rashi says libnei, so it doesn't mean that Paro is going to say to the Jewish people. It means to about, right? Al bnei Yisrael, right? Lamek sometimes to, sometimes means about. What does the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel say? And you know, you want to know who Paro is talking? Paro was talking to Dasan and Aviram. And he said, you know, the Jewish people, what does it mean about Paro was talking to the Jewish people? The Jewish people left Egypt. So what's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe? There's two Jews that stayed in Egypt. Who are those two Jews? Dasan and Aviram. So what happened? We know that the whole thing is Dasan and Aviram, you know, they made it out alive. So how did they catch up to the rest of Klal Yisrael? So the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says that they went with Paro and all of his followers, and when they saw the miracles happening for the Jewish people, they quote-unquote switched teams. You know, they were a gold digger or a bandwagon. They say you follow a team, you know, the Patriots, you know. Yeah. Hey, you're from New York, how are you Patriots from? Yeah, Tom Brady met my mother in the shopping, the mall. And, yeah, okay, you're a bandwagon. You're a Dustin and Navir. Right? Kraft, yeah, it's all Kraft. He's a tzaddik. He's inviting Ezra Schwartz's family to the store. He's a tzaddik.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the first question is tonight, Lamaisa, that's not fair, Dustin and Navir. What did they have the schus to be able to join, to switch teams? Not only that, they were saved. And then continue the second question, another medrash. Rav Melech Biderman brings this down over here. He brings this down in his weekly thing. Another medrash he says we don't have, but it's brought down by the Beit Mayim Chaim in Perek Yudal, Pasuk of Tes. We know famously the Jewish people crossed. And when Tosus and Erechim says that doesn't mean they really crossed, they really went back to the side that they were actually on. But if they went with the Jewish people and they went with the Egyptians, all the Egyptians died beside Paro. So how did they cross? Says the medrash that the Yam Sufs split a second time for Dasan and Aviram. So now this gets even crazier. A second time. Right, Dasan and Aviram, they were the Jews who were told on Moshe. They were told on Moshe that, oh, you think you're so great. We saw you kill the Egyptian yesterday. Dasan and Aviram. Right, you would think like, okay, like pick like a little guy, you know, maybe a Pashut, a Jew. Dasan and Aviram were the Rasham Shabir Shah. Right, they're the people who started up with Korach, and then right, and there's my Bar Mitzvah parsha's Korach. They're the ones Korach's bandwagon. So what's going on? We have two things. First of all, why is that fair that they were able to join, switch sides? Number two, the Yamsel split again for them. And number three, we're going to talk a little bit about tonight about Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat Shabbos. We have to talk a little bit about Tu B'Shvat. It's a very big day. Sanz Rebbe said it very, very famously. From Tu B'Shvat until Shavuos, right? Until Shavuos, we don't go 2 weeks without a Simcha. Right, and we'll get to the Gemara and Brachos in a second. What does he say? Tu B'Shvat. What comes 2 weeks after Tu B'Shvat? Rosh Chodesh Adar. Comes 2 weeks after Rosh Chodesh Adar. Perm. 30 days from tonight. Tonight's Yudal. 30 days. Chaim. 2 weeks after Perm. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Chazal say it's the day Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that it was the happiest day like Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world. For 2 weeks after that, Pesach. Then it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Pesach Sheni Lag Ba'Omer Shavuos. So it's a very, very simple thing as mine. Tu B'Shvat is a very, very we gave a little talk yesterday a little bit about what exactly means the month of Shvat, the beginning of Shvat, the end of Shvat, but not for now. The Gemara says an unbelievable thing. The Gemara says by the Eitz Hadas, it's a Tabimachlokas, which fruit that Adam and Chava ate from. So what happens is the Gemara says that some say it was the Chita, some say it was the Te'ena, some say it was the Gefron, some say it's the Etrog. The question is why can we just figure out what it was? Why there's so many different things? The Gemara doesn't say which one it is. So three questions. Number one, why it's not fair that Dasan and Aviram got to you know switch teams. Number two, the Yamsa split again for them. And number three, why don't we know what's the deeper significance of all these fruits being by the Eitz Hadas? So let's answer the first two questions with one answer. It was a famous Rav, the Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin was a Rav from Yerushalayim. Says an unbelievable word. What does he say that Dasan and Aviram did that they were zochet such amazing miracles? So he says, we know, just like the Nazis, you know, the Nazis didn't come up with the idea of making Jewish police officers over the Jews. That's what they did famously.
Yeah.
That idea came from Mitzrayim. The Egyptians hired Shotrim, they hired policemen, to look over the Jewish people. Who were two of those Jews who had rachamim, and they had mercy on the people who didn't finish their quota?
They took
the Zets. It was Dasan and Aviram. And they took the Zets. What happened was, says the Maral Diskin, it says what happens every single time the Jews didn't have the quota of all the stuff, right? Of all the stones and the pyramids and all everything they needed, right? Paro took away the stuff. What happened? The Egyptians came down and said, "What's going on here?" And Dasan and Aviram didn't you know, they might have had it in with Moshe, they might have had it in for other things, but for them to be able to cause another Jew pain, they couldn't do it. So what happened? They would take the beating from the Egyptians more than their brothers. Says the Maral Diskin, you want to know why they were able to switch teams. And you want to know why they were zochah to have another Kriyas Yamsuf just for themselves. Right, I saw this, I was like, I didn't believe this. Usually they say Dasan and Aviram, like Hitler, you know, like they're terrible.
Yeah.
Says the Maral Diskin, because they took the pain for another Jew, they were zochah for the Yamsuf.
And the children became the Sanhedrin.
They became the Sanhedrin, right? I don't think Dasan and Aviram made it to the Sanhedrin, Lamaisa. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But at the end of the day, I think it's such a powerful lesson. So he quotes a great story. He says, Yeruchim Levavitz was the mashgiach of the mirror. What happened was, he was once boarding a train. As the train was closing, I'm sure everyone here knows from your days in New York, subway, you know, you run on, or whatever, you know, either you make it or you don't make it, right? What happened was, the doors were closing, and the shoe fell off. So what happened? What did he do right after the shoe fell off? He was able to stick out his hand and throw the other shoe out. Unbelievable thing. You lose one shoe, at least keep your other shoe on. Said Rav Yochanan Levavitz, the Mashgiach of the Mir, unbelievable. He said he thought quickly, and he said to himself, one shoe without its pair is meaningless. Let the person who finds the shoes enjoy them. That's Rav Shlomo Maisa, no? That's Rav Shlomo Maisa. That's Rav Shlomo Kalach Maisa. That even though he wasn't thinking about himself, like the galus of the story is not that he thought to give away. The galus of the story that he didn't get upset that he lost it. That he immediately thought, you know what, if I lost one already, at least let someone else enjoy the other shoes. Unbelievable story, no? That's galus. That's what galus is all about. Maisa, to care for other Jews when we see a Jew in pain. My close Rabbi Arya Kohn this week was going through tremendous pain. Unfortunately, a 25-year-old boy from New York, from Shayoshev, was nifter 2 days ago. I'm saying to hear, he literally said at the Levaya, he said, this boy, said Binyamin Zwickler, was like my son. I'm telling you right now, Rabbi Kohn does not go to sleep any night of the week before 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And it's not because he's learning, he probably is learning on the times that he's not. He's literally dealing with things, people dealing with marriage issues, with sickness issues. He devoted his life to Klal Yisrael. I have a lot of friends who lived in Shir Yashav. Oh, he did. So this is Namish. This is Rabbi Freifeld 101. If you read that purple book of Shlomo from Freifeld, the care for another person was just unbelievable. Right? When it comes down to Jewish people, we have to care for each other. Matt with Dustin Aviram, they were Zocha to switch teams, and they were Zocha to get involved, quote unquote, the Patriot team. You know, not Super Bowl. You know. And then that's why they were zochah for having the Yamsuf. I kind of believe the reason the Patriots were able to come back is because we saw that Robert Kraft, Holy Jew, he invited Ezra Schwartz's family to the Super Bowl. And he got them tickets, and he got Ezra Schwartz, the boy who was killed last year, where he's going in the terrorist attack. Gush.
Oh, yes.
Right? He's from the boy, he had a friend from Boca. Right? He's always going out of his way. Yeah, no, he's unbelievable.
He's
listen.
The first to bring Gilbert out of
the yeah, exactly. Listen, I'm not here to tell to play Hashem. I'm just saying, Elamaisa, he's a big Jew. When you do good for others, I'm guarantee you HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do well for you. Yeah, he's not too shabby also. I'm sure he gives tzedakah too, Elamaisa. But we want to be on quote-unquote to be able to care for other Jews. To this Dustin for Riviram.
To the Super Bowl at his expense.
At his expense. On his dime. Can you imagine you're thinking about your team and he's thinking about others?
For the Super Bowl, that's what he's thinking.
It's unbelievable.
I have to invite the Schwartz family. That's amazing.
It's unbelievable. It's godless.
Schwartz family?
No, no, but the fact that Kraft, a week before the Super Bowl, not worried about Brady, but this week, I got to make sure I
they went to the same yeshiva as Rebbe Chaim Lubavitz, and they went to the same yeshiva as Dasan Avari, and the same yeshiva as Shlomo. It's caring for other people. That's what it is. The Maisa, when a Jew cares for someone else, you see someone who's you know sitting by themselves at lunch, or seeing someone a little lonely on Shabbos, you go over and say Shalom Aleichem. And this guy in Shul gave me a challah last year, Friday night. There's a guy who gives out a shul to every, you know who he is, right? I go over to the guy, I'm like, what are you, nuts? Like, I didn't eat it, I thought it was poison. And in between me, I didn't tell it to my wife, I didn't tell it to him, the Maisa. But the guy just gives out a challah every Shabbos to a random person. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You're talking about someone who went to the yeshiva with Milovovitz. So now let's get to the Gemara. What's the pshat of the chita teina gefen eser? Why can't you just figure it out? So the sefer called Teres Shua, it's the son of the Imre Nom, the Jikrover. It says an unbelievable idea. It says we take the gematria of chita teina gefen and esrog. Right, you take the gematria of bread. Teina is what figs, gefen, grapes, and esrog was the esrog.
Funny, the apple's not
right.
One of them.
The apple's not one of them. It says you take the gematria of that plus the 15 letters. Right, all those letters also count as gematrias. What's the gematria come to? Comes to exactly chamisha asar b'shvat. So it says, what's the whole idea? It says, when we have fruit to Shabbos, and hopefully whatever fruit we have a tu b'shvat seder, what are we doing? It says, according to Rav Tzadok HaKohen brings down, that we're being metakin, or fixing all the times that we ate, that when it wasn't b'kdusha. We didn't just eat, we just ate out of taiva. We just ate out of desire. When a person comes and say, no, even food, I'm coming to be able to attach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. And says Rav Tzadok, that's exactly why we didn't know whether it's the chita, teina, gefen, or esrog, because we need all of them. We need all of them. We don't know. It could have been all of them that they ate. Just parenthetically, we know from the Kushan Sermagid, what was the real sin of Adam and Chava? Was it really the eating? It says Avodas Yisrael, the Kushans are Magid. You want to know what their sin was? Their sin was that they had to know. It was the curiosity. That they didn't know what every little thing tasted like. So it says Avodas Yisrael, when you want to find out about something, you know, a good piece of Lashon Hara, or something you want to find out about, you know, about your friend. It might not be Lashon Hara, but it might be, you know, quote unquote in the middle. He says, if you hold back, you're fixing the Eitz Hadas. You're fixing the tree of knowledge. Because Adam and Chava couldn't hold back. When a person holds back, that's being metakin. And that's exactly when we eat on Shabbos. This is talking about also all the eatings on Shabbos, besides Tu B'Shvat. A person eats on Shabbos, all the Svarim say that you're fixing and you're being mala all the Kedusha of food for the entire year. At the end of the day, we're all trying to bring together our lives to Kadosh Baruch Hu, trying to bring our lives together as Jews. But at the end of the day, that's what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew means to care for like Dustin and Aviram, like Rabbi Yochum Lubavitz. He lost his shoe, and what did he do? He threw out his other shoe also. Unbelievable. And at the end of the day, be able to realize that everything that we eat, everything comes together. We're trying to fix it, whatever that means. And, you know, it's a very, very high level. But we're having these fruits, not just little things. We're connecting ourselves with Klal Yisrael, connecting yourself to Eretz Yisrael. 30 days before Purim, tonight's Yudalah, so we have to say Vort. Maybe on Purim. Hopefully in the next few weeks we'll get a little more Purim. We know Esther Malka is about to go into to Achashverosh after fasting for 3 days. What does she do right before she tells Mordechai? Leich Kenos, and it's called Yehudim. Says the Sfas Emes, want to know when a Jew's in trouble, what's the number one thing, one number one Eitzah? You have to gather together. Leich Kenos is called Yehudim. That's what Esther's Eitzah was to Mordechai. The last thing after all the fasts and all, everything and all the Yom Kippurs and everything, unity. You come together, then you're going to be Zohar for good things. Just be able to close. I say from Rav David of Lulav, would say an amazing thing. Just a quote. Sometimes we end with a story, tonight we end with a quote. Rav David of Lulav, the Holy Tzaddik, which I think was just as Yartzeit a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, something like that. He said, quote, I wouldn't know what to answer to someone who asked me for advice how to attain your Shemaim. Meaning someone who asked me to get your Shemaim, I wouldn't be able to tell them. How to have fear of heaven, I don't know. But if someone asked me for advice on how to get Avas Hashem, how to love Hashem, I'll know what to say. I would advise him to increase his level of Avas Yisrael. If you love his fellow man, if you go out of your way to help other Jews, you throw your shoe off the train, once you lose your other shoe, you also love Hashem. When you come together, love the king's children, you come to love the princesses, you come to love people for who they are. You don't just look at them by their actions, but you look at them in a deeper way. You look at them according to the Tanya says, that they're chelek alakam imal, that they've part of God in them. Sometimes they have a little schmutz on them. But if you separate the schmutz, you separate the thing that doesn't really define them, then you're able to come to love the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole Nesiv HaShem brings this down from the Avdol HaLov and other tzaddikim. Avas Yisrael leads to Avas Hashem. When a person works in on his Avas Yisrael, his love for other people, you go out everywhere in the hospital to care for other Jews, that brings you to have a greater love and a greater care for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Hashem shall bless us that this Shabbos, we should be zocht to take the Kedusha of Parshas Beshalach of Avos, Avos Yisrael, of Dasan and Aviram. Take the Kedusha of Tu B'Shvat, Shabbos Shira. Bez Hashem will take all the Achdus from this Shabbos, the Achdus of all the fruits coming together, and we zocht for the ultimate Achdus of Purim in Yerushalayim Kodesh, Bez Hashem. Amen.